Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, and it's sponsored by Refreshment Services Pepsi that smells good in the studio because two men who are here, and what they do for fun is kind of a hobby of theirs, but it's also a occupation of them. They make goat's milk soap, so they always smell good. But goat's milk soap isn't the only thing they stir up really well. They also are real good soup makers. So we've got Jeff Moran, good morning.
Hello, we have our spatula in every soup bowl you can find.
You got it. And we also have John King here, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Union United Methodist Church Annual Soup Supper. It's coming up February 1st, that is a Saturday. Start serving at 4, they guarantee they won't run out. They've got lots and lots of soup, chili, white chicken chili,
which is quite different. Another one.
Yeah, chicken noodle, of course, vegetable beef, loaded baked potato, ham and bean, the good old-fashioned one that I love. So let's talk about this. These soups are all homemade. We're not gonna find a bunch of cans out in the dumpster,
can in the back alley. Not at our place.
Okay.
When John and I got our spoons in there, it's original.
Okay. Talk about white chicken chili, because, you know, a lot of people, when they say I want a bowl of chili, they mean the traditional beef-based, tomato-based bowl of chili with or without beans. But a lot of people don't like tomato base. I'm one of them. So having white chicken chili is nice. What's in that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, one of our friends, Mary, that he's a chef in Quincy. He's a head cook at one of the restaurants, which I won't mention the name. But anyway, he specializes in this. And so I'm just like you. I thought, how in the world could you make chili look white without, I want to see what's going on here. So they say it's got like a chili flavor to it, not like a chili, like with,
there's chicken in
chicken
there.
Yeah, the chicken's white. The beans are white.
Yeah, and the beans are white.
And the broth is like a creamy cream-based broth instead of a tomato-based broth. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. So if you want some chili but you don't want the traditional hot and spicy tomato and beef chili, you can get white chicken chili at this. Of course, loaded baked potato.
That's
my
favorite.
Delicious.
Ooh, that is good.
Oh, man, that goes like hotcakes.
So you promise you're not going to run out?
Well, let's just put it this way. John and I and our little group here, we've got our act together, and we've got a whole lot of stuff, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to have soup.
Okay. There's a free will offering is all they ask. And really, at 11th and State, this is kind of it's just a thank you to the community. You're saying thank you to the community.
Yeah.
You're bringing people together, neighbors who haven't seen each other for a while. Lots of people in the neighborhood come. Yeah. I always come. I'm not anywhere near the neighborhood, but I make it a chance to get over to, every once in a while, they let the North Siders come down to the South Side.
Well, the queen of the radio is always invited to our soup.
You've also got your good maid rights.
Oh, yeah. They're just, Roy makes them. They are so good. It's like a homemade recipe that he had from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, when your grandma made it, it's just better than her. You could just slap your grandma.
Your grandma made rice, hot dogs, a lot of desserts. The desserts are a favorite there at the Union United Methodist Church. Now, what are you guys bringing for dessert? Because you always bring dessert.
Probably pie and cake. We make a variety because make sure we don't run out of that either.
I understand that. For some people who work in the kitchen, sometimes a John King pie piece is reserved for them specially.
They are.
As a thank you. You can't get good paid help, but if you offer them a piece of pie,
they'll
stick
them food.
Around.
You weren't supposed to tell that. You must have been inside that refrigerator on that top shelf.
Hey, I got a top shelf at my church too that I control. So every once in a while, if you want to get somebody to come and do something for you, say, hey, here's something from the top shelf.
Yeah, top shelf.
You betcha.
Shut
you betcha.
That door, you're letting the cold air out in.
So this is this coming Saturday from 4 to 7. Folks, if you really want to have a great time, they start serving at 4. The line will probably start forming at 3:30.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is. And you can get chili or chicken noodle or vegetable beef or loaded baked potato or really one of my favorites, ham and bean, because like the good old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And the white chicken chili with hot dogs made right. All they ask is a free will offering. It's at the Union United Methodist Church at 11th and State this Saturday night. Now,
poke cakes too. That's another thing we're having.
Oh, the poke cake?
Poke cake.
With
yeah,
the jello?
With the jello.
Yeah, different ones, huh?
Okay.
We've got a different variety, but you'll have to come and see what we got. I'm not going to get on the radio with
that. Surprise poke cake. Okay. Now, that's on February 1st, but February 7th, Friday night at 6 o'clock, Union United Methodist Church is having the Rivers of Life Clergy Band, a benefit for Hope House. All they get is as a free will offering. And tell us a little bit about this group, John. You're more in tune with the musical aspects of it,
I
guess.
Yeah, I do like the musical part, but they're all clergymen, and they all had the band there together and raised funds for the Hope House.
What's Hope House?
Hope House, I'm not real familiar with it because it's something I really don't know much about, but it's a house where I think it's for like people who need placement or something.
Kind of, it's not quite a halfway house, I think, but it's people who are transitioning out of a homeless lifestyle or maybe out of they've gotten in trouble, but now they're turning their life around. So they need money to help people. So it's a free will offering. It's good music. I take it it'll be religious music.
There
might be a picking.
Might be
and
a
grinning.
Few in there picking and grinning.
I mean, even preachers sometimes have to go over.
Oh yeah, they let their hair down every once in a while.
She's going back to our hee haw days.
Well, this one really lets his hair down. He's got hair down past his shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a hippie.
He is.
He looks like he was probably a hippie. These people are a little bit. They're our age, aren't they?
They're our age.
We'll just say that.
People.
Anyway, benefit for Hope House, free will offering, River of Life, clergy band, February 7th, 6 o'clock, Union United Methodist Church, 11th and State. I've got to figure out how I'm going to get myself to the Union United Methodist Church. See, I have to go to my own church service, but they don't feed us nearly as well as you guys do. So I'll run over from Blessed Sacrament on that night. We go to church on Saturday night. I'll finish up. I'll be like, I'm out of here. Give that blessing quick. I got to get to the Methodists and get some good soup in me.
Well, this soup supper that our church, Union United Methodist Church, is probably the grandfather of the grandfather of all the soup suppers in the tri-state areas.
Because you got the best variety.
And we had five, and now we got six. And where do you go that you could get pies or cakes or a sandwich and stuff like that? And, you know, usually it's just chicken noodle or chili or vegetable. And to have all these extras like that. Plus, you get to, you know, be with good people for
good
fellowship
people.
And
yeah,
you know, you're there and everything.
Yeah, the cafeteria overflows. They head it down. They don't worry, they'll find a seat for you.
Oh,
the good old Methodist Church there at 11th and State, they're going to welcome everybody in next Saturday, 4 to 7. Thank you guys for stopping by
and bringing good smelling soap.
I just opened up my bottle of lavender, and boy, is that good. So, coming up, our mental health. We'll discuss it with Cornerstone in just a minute. Stay tuned. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We are going to talk about mental health today with Cornerstone. But first, we're going to talk with Drew Quintero from Cornerstone. I am so looking forward to Dancing with the Local Stars. It's just around the corner, but there are tickets available. But boy, you've got to get your reservations in because I want to have enough food there. So,
absolutely. Dancing with Local Stars goes to the movies is Friday, February 7th at the Ambiance, and we cannot wait to share this event with the Quincy community. Mary, this is our 15th year for Dancing with Local Stars, and each year I can't think. I'm like, you know, this is the best. There's no way we're going to top this year. And these teams are already blowing other teams out of the water from past years. And we still have tickets available, and everybody should come.
Everybody should come. I realized Chief Adam Yates was talking about this. He was on my show last week, and he's excited because he sings. Everybody knows he's a great singer. I said, are you a good dancer? He said, we'll find out.
We will find out, yes. I'm very excited for his number. And this year the theme is goes to the movies.
Okay.
And so every team that's dancing is going to dance to a song from a movie. So we are running from classics to modern day comedies, and these teams are just killing it.
Any Friday the 13th Part 2 or anything like that? No, not that kind of movie.
We don't know, Mary.
Oh.
You'll have to come to find out.
Doo-doo. That's what I would dance to, Jaws.
The Jaws themes.
And you know what? I just thought of that. If you ever do that again, Greg, he doesn't ever want to do anything, but he could be in a shark
outfit. He can be in the shark.
Nobody would know And then he could come up, and I can't dance with a dude, but early on, then Greg could just bite my leg. I could go down, blood could gush out, and then he could just swim around the stage. Okay, next year we're doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest performance this year will be Mary and Greg.
I think Greg and I should get up and entertain while you're judging. We can do the Jaws theme. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he's over there right now at home going, no way.
Grace
no
going, way. What Greg is she getting me into this time?
How do we get tickets for the shoot and match?
There are a few ways you can get tickets. Easiest is to visit our website, cornerstone-quincy.org, and you can click on the link at the top, and it'll take you to our online registration form. Tickets are $100 a person, and that includes a seated dinner, a buffet, catered by JJ's Catering this year, and a social hour, and the best entertainment that you are going to see in 2025.
Cash bar available.
Or you can give us a call at 217-222-8254, and we can take phone orders as well. Or if you're like, you know what, I want to write a check, you can stop on down at our office at 316 North 9th Street, and Elena, our lovely front desk receptionist, would be happy to take your check for you.
Now, the reason this is important, it's a lot of fun. I've been going for years. Star Radio WTAD has sponsored it for years because we recognize how important mental health counseling is. This morning we had a story about the Quincy Police Department. They're getting ready to be accredited, and one of the things that they look at is how do they take care of their own personnel. And so they have a contract where, you know, people can call that are even their family members of police officers can call, because these people see horrific things. They see all kinds of crimes that you and I would not want to come across, and they need
absolutely
maybe a little bit of talking down after that. Why is Cornerstone so important to our community? Who do you help?
We help everyone in the community, Mary. Anyone who is having a struggle in their mental health, we are there to provide the skills, support, and most importantly, the hope that people need to lead effective everyday lives. And we believe that therapy is a tool that can be utilized by everyone. And we don't want you to be in therapy for your entire life. We want to help you get the skills you need to progress and move forward. And you know what? Down the road, a little hiccup comes up, come back and see us. But all of the money that we raise through Dancing with Local Stars stays at Cornerstone here locally, going to our nonprofit sector, our three programs there, Adoption Preservation, First Steps Healthy Families America, and our Comprehensive Youth Services. And then we also offer therapy, traditional therapy, for ages 5 through 95.
I was surprised. I did not realize how much mental health services are needed by children. They cannot maybe voice that they need help, but we know they need help. And so
Exactly. Specially
trained people at Cornerstone
Yes. Work
with them, because if they can learn to cope, use coping mechanisms when they're 5 or 7 or 12, they'll be able to use those same coping mechanisms when they're 15 and 25 and 50.
Absolutely. You know, being overwhelmed when your, you know, coloring project is due and your spelling list is next week is the same as when your big presentation is due next week and your, you know, deadline is coming up. You can use those coping skills that you'll learn in therapy at any age. And so that's what our therapists are there to do, to help provide those skills.
And unfortunately, some children come in homes where the parents haven't learned those skills. So together as a family,
yes,
they can learn how to be healthy. It's all with Cornerstone. It's Dancing with the Local Stars. You don't want to miss it. That number again for tickets?
Absolutely. Number is 217-222-8254 or our website, cornerstone-quincy.org.
9:35, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk with a therapist about what happens when you go into therapy. I think we've all seen the couch scenario. It's not quite like that, folks. So try to figure out what really happens. You know what happens when you go to the doctor's office. They put the stethoscope on your heart. They stick that thing in your ear. What happens when you go into therapy? We're going to find out. But first, we're headed up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Nextran and Rex Battery bring you this report. Well, thank you very much, Scott. And now we turn our attention to the Executive Director of Cornerstone. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself. Tell us about your, I want to know about your professional training, and then we'll hop right into what happens in therapy, please.
This kind of feels like an interview, Mary.
Well,
it, are you interviewing
it's what
me?
It is. You're on the Mary Griffith Show. Right, you're being interviewed. Right. You're very bright. You figured it out.
Oh, phew. My name is Melissa McKelvey. I am a clinical psychologist. I went to good old Northern Illinois University up north. Got
Go
my
Huskies.
PhD. Yep, yep. Every once in a while, they surprise us in football or basketball
they beat,
something,
they
right?
They beat Notre Dame this
I
year.
Know.
Who could have thought?
I know. Who'd have thunk? I spent a lot of time in Cincinnati after I graduated, did a lot of my training there, worked with families, adults, adolescents, kids, the shebang, and came back home to Quincy after COVID hit, wanted to be closer to my family, my parents, and take care of things
yeah.
here. Found so my
Cincinnati's
niche at Cornerstone.
Loss is our game.
Exactly.
Well, you've got a great deal of experience then in dealing with all levels of people who need help and all different kinds of reasons people come in for health. Let's talk about what happens typically at a therapy session, because a lot of people, I don't know what they think's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So there's probably a lot of stereotypes out there about exactly what's going to happen with the doctor with their glasses pulled down on their nose and their little pads scribbling down, you know, everything you write or showing you ink blots or something like that. So if I'm having trouble coping, if I'm suffering from depression or if I'm not dealing well with maybe a death in my family or I've lost my job or I'm going through a divorce or my children seem to be out of control, something's happened in our family that's caused an uproar. I can only imagine what's going on in California. Mm-hmm. You know, to have the entire school wiped out. Yes. All the kids are not going, you know, it's just a disaster. That's a big thing that happens right at once. Sometimes mental health issues appear over a series of years and months. So what's a therapy session like at Cornerstone?
So when you call in, right, we'll try to talk to you, get a little bit of an idea of what's going on so we can find the best fit for you, right? And we don't know. And that's one thing I want people to know up front. Sometimes you're not going to find the best fit right off the bat.
Because you don't
right?
really know what's wrong with you. That's
yeah.
why I'm calling you. What
yeah.
do you mean what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
I'm calling you to find out what's wrong with me.
You know,
right.
But even sometimes personalities, even though as therapists we try to keep most of our personality out of it, right? We can't. And sometimes you're not going to gel with everybody. So don't be afraid if early on you think, I don't think this is my person. That's okay. Let us know. It's fine. Or let your therapist know wherever you are, right? It is okay to find the right fit, just like you would a medical doctor, right? So see how you get along with this person. Let them know. Be honest with everything that's going on, because it is the only way your therapist can really help you, is if you're completely honest with what's happening. But when you first go in, they're going to have you sign paperwork. They're
the same boring stuff you have to do at every doctor's
office. All that
office.
HIPAA, blah, 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 right? And you're going to go through some history and how long has this been going on and what have you tried yourself, right? And they're going to warn you, this little warning for your listeners, Mary, that oftentimes things get worse before they get better, right? Because you've been doing things a certain way for a long time, right?
And frankly, sometimes it's so hard to get an appointment that first you wait until you're almost
yeah.
at the bottom of the well.
Yeah.
Then you call Lassie, and Lassie says, well, I'd love to come, Timmy, and get you out of the well, but I'm booked up until June.
Yes.
And so sometimes by the time you actually get to see the therapist, you have to kind of just, it's not going to be done today.
Right.
In 45 minutes, this man or woman is not going to be able to put my life back together. However,
right.
if I'm truthful, honest, and
mm-hmm.
willing to dig,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what you're not going to come out of therapy being like, phew, I'm never going to have any anxiety again, because that's not the way it works. But as you and Drew were saying earlier, you can learn ways of coping. So yeah, anxiety is going to get turned up again when you're planning a big fundraiser at work or something. And you will, and you'll be like, oh yes, I've learned those coping skills.
So you have no appointments today because Drew's taking up the entire day with all of the therapists on scene holding
exactly.
his big toe, his hands,
right,
rubbing
right.
the top of his head.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're all on Drew duty.
We're all on Drew
week.
Duty until Dancing with the Local
right,
Stars is done.
Right, right. And so that really is what it's like. You know, you come, you honest, you're therapist is an objective person, right? It's different than talking to your mom who's like, ugh, I don't know if you should get a divorce. That really makes me uncomfortable, right? Your therapist can be like, what do you want to do? And let's talk about the pros and the cons and why do you want that or whatever it is, you know. So it's that objective person that you can say whatever to. You know, you got to figure out your own solutions. But sometimes as soon as you say it out loud, it's like, oh, now it seems real
now
obvious.
Now it seems obvious.
Right?
You know, the other thing, and this is maybe a benefit, sometimes it's like, well, I don't want to tell a stranger all these kind of intimate secrets mm-hmm. of my life. Mm-hmm. However, what happens is if you don't tell a stranger and you tell a friend, not that friends can't be very helpful,
right.
but especially if you complain about your husband and then you get over that, they still don't like your husband because
right.
you told them a bad thing about
yes.
him. Or God help you if, like, your mother... You
yes.
know, now she never liked him to begin with. Now she really can't stand him. Or that you confide in your mother-in-law that her angel, her baby son, is not the perfect person.
Right.
She don't like you no more. Mm. And, you know, kids. You know, if you tell somebody my child is really struggling, they're under no obligation to keep that confidential. Now, you may think you can trust them, but believe me, this weekend I learned more about the inner workings of a family than I ever wanted to know. It was the gossip train extraordinaire, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of interesting because was I a human? Did I listen with great interest to everything that was being said? Was I shocked and wanted more information, even though I didn't dare dig? You know, I was kind of mesmerized and fascinated by the whole thing. But now I can't unlearn that.
Right, right.
And so that child will get over whatever that was causing that problem. But every time I see that mm-hmm. kid, I'm going to think about that. And with a therapist, that doesn't happen.
That's right. They're just coming in without a burden of a previous relationship or knowing the people you know. And so you can really tell them anything. And they have no stake in what choice you make or what decisions you make, as long as you're not hurting yourself or somebody else.
Right.
You know, they are there for you and for you to figure out what is best for you.
There's so many different levels, you know, of therapy and treatment. Sometimes medication needs to be, I take a medication every day. I take more of it in January than I do in July because I have seasonal affective disorder. It is a diagnosed form of mental illness where my depression can be I can become chemically imbalanced. When I'm on a sunny day like today, I'm great.
Yeah.
That sun gets into me and that'll last me for 3 or 4 days. That'll kind of have a residual effect. But if we have days like we did last week, I'll also have residual effect.
Right.
Where I, you know, and so sometimes it's hard to get a cause and effect of that because I may feel really cruddy on a day like today, mm-hmm. even though it's bright and sunny, but I had my sunshine from, you know, before, or I'll feel, you know, really great on a cloudy day,
yeah.
but I got my sunshine from before. So just knowing somebody who's trained, has been through these postgraduate courses,
right.
who understand, there's probably nothing you can tell your therapist that they haven't heard before.
Absolutely. Do not be afraid about shocking your therapist. It's very, very, very difficult to do. So, you know, don't worry about that.
The other thing is, you know, when you're dealing with relationships, because that's really what it's all about. Unfortunately, I think that one of the things that we all have to learn is, as bad as your relationships are, the relationship that needs to be fixed the most is the one with the person in the mirror.
Right.
I can't control, you know, what my husband does, or I can't control what my best friend does. Mm-hmm. I can't control what my boss does, my coworkers do. I can't control how long the line is at the grocery store or the price of eggs being $6.20 a dozen. Those things can cause me great emotional strife.
Right.
But the person who can change that, even though I'm not at fault for eggs being $6.20, it's not my fault. Don't blame me.
Mm-hmm.
But my reaction to it, or something similar, like somebody you don't like at work, or somebody you really want to avoid but you can't.
Right.
These are relationships, but the therapist can maybe give you some idea that it starts with you. The other thing is, that's kind of a talk therapy where you can learn mm-hmm. some strategies. But if you're chemically imbalanced, you also need to have medicine.
Right.
I always tell people, yeah, milk builds strong bones, but don't go out and get your leg caught in, you know, the reaping machine and expect that pouring a gallon of milk on it or drinking a gallon of milk is going to restore your bone.
Yes.
You need professional medical help.
Right. And having a therapist, Mary, can also help you. You know, if you're like, oh, medicine, I don't think I want to start there. Sure, start with talk therapy. Mm-hmm. And you know, like what you were talking about, an objective person can help you see patterns that you might be too in the trenches to see, right? So someone who's not in your life every day with you, as you describe things, you can be like, you know, I noticed that this seems to get worse in January. And when we had that week, yeah, your depression really went up, didn't it? Right? And they can help you see those. And they can also help you see, Mary, that, you know what, you're working so hard. You have done everything we've talked about. You're thinking about things in a different way or trying to. You're doing your therapy homework and you're still struggling. Let's see if medicine can help you, right? Go talk to your doctor. See if that can just lower the bar for you to do some of these things and feel better.
And you can make those recommendations. I know when I first was diagnosed and had to go on medicine, at the cheapskate that I am, I went to get the prescription filled, and they told me how much it was. I said, you understand, I'm depressed. And now you're telling me I have to pay for the magic pill?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. But you know what? 28 days later, when magic pill expiration, it was time to renew, I didn't care what it cost.
Right, right.
It was so quick and so dramatic. And mm-hmm. then I had to continue seeing the doctor because you can get over-medicated or under-medicated.
Right.
You do have to. It's kind of like taking cholesterol medication.
Yep.
If you change your diet and you keep taking cholesterol medication, it can get too low. So, you know, it can happen. It usually doesn't happen because most of us don't have the discipline to do that. But anytime you're on medication, it always has to be monitored. And so it's still just the fact that I take my happy pill every day is not the only thing that makes me happy. I still have to use strategies, and that's where counseling comes in.
Right, and that's oftentimes we will get people who may have started with medicine thinking it was going to be the magic,
oh, the magic
bullet,
pill,
right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't do everything, and so then they come to therapy. And therapy is also not the magic bullet, right? We can't wave our wand and make things better in your life.
I used to get irritated, and I've been on the same medication now for over about 35 years. And the first year I was taking it, I'm like, how come I have to be on medication? You're the problem. Why don't you take some medication?
Yes. Yes.
But then you learn that
right.
you can't, you know, I mean, they probably need medication too, but I got to learn how to deal
right.
with them with or without their medication. So,
right, right.
Isn't it amazing? We have such a stigma about talking about our problems. And I mean, I had a surgical procedure last week, and I'm not talking to everybody on WTAD radio, like, you ought to see what I had done, every little intimate detail of
right.
my medical history, but it's certainly nothing to be ashamed of. It's not my fault that, yeah. you know, I had this problem.
Right.
And so it's not your fault that you have
no.
a mental problem. And
no.
there's varying degrees. That's like saying, you know, I've got a hangnail
right.
or I chip my fingernail as opposed to my arm needs to be amputated from the elbow down. Don't take everybody that says maybe you want to talk to somebody. It doesn't have to be that serious.
Yeah.
If it's affecting your life, it's serious to you.
Right. And what I like to tell people too, Mary, is like we get in these bad habits, right? And things that lead us to make our depression and anxiety worse. But the whole reason we started some of these things is because they worked at some point in our life, probably while we were a kid, right? It really helped us to be a people pleaser. Right?
Because sure.
we stayed out of mom and dad's way, and everybody loved that. And we were beloved.
Children
because,
of alcoholics.
Right? Exactly.
It's a very big problem. Don't
yeah.
think you're going to get over that just
right.
because you don't live with mom and dad anymore.
And, it worked yeah. for you. Mm-hmm. It was good for you. But as you became an adult, you see how that limits your life, right? It's like keeping a cast on after your leg is healed. It's making your leg wither and worse, right? Now it's not helping you. Now it's hurting you. So don't be afraid to come in and be like, oh, these are, you know, third world problems. And that's why we have therapists, right? Come in and talk about whatever you want. It is impacting your life. Come in and let us help us help you, right? You know?
Well, and it will so improve the quality of your life.
Yes.
And then, you know, you'll be able to deal better with other people. And frankly, other people might see you and realize it wouldn't be a bad idea for them to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people that have said, you're so honest and open, Mary, about your own depression that I went to see a doctor. And they said, yeah I could probably use a little chemical balancing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes for 3 to 6 months. And then we'll get some coping mechanisms too,
right.
And then we'll see if my life can't be improved.
Yeah.
Everybody can always improve their life. And the other thing is you're going to have setbacks, just like everybody went on a diet January 1st. Well, today a lot of people still aren't on a diet, but that's okay. You don't have to do it all at once. You can bite the elephant off just a little bitty piece at a time.
Right. And that is the thing about therapy, too. It's not like you're going to come in, like we were talking about, and you're never going to feel this way again. Come in, get your life to a better place, go out and live life, right? The goal is not for you to be in therapy. It's for you to be living your best life. And then, yeah, stuff's going to happen. Stuff's going to go down. You're like, I think I could talk to Melissa again for a couple. Come back for a couple times, you know? We call them a booster session. And feel better. You don't have to be, or do we want you to be in therapy forever?
Right. Because I haven't been in therapy for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been on the same medication. Well, no, I've changed. You know, it has to be monitored all the time. But it's not like every month I'm changing. It's like I've been on the same medication now for probably 5 or 6 years. But, and it's interesting. I want to come to a very, very, you can't comment on anything personally. You can't comment on any client you have. And you certainly can't comment on any situation if you're not familiar with it and you're not their therapist. But I think we all were just moved to tears when we heard about the gentleman that was convicted and given multiple sentences in prison without parole for the abuse of his wife and children. And the kid said to the social worker that took them out of the home, "Is somebody going to save mommy?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, if something really tragic has happened to a child in your home, if they've been through a divorce, if there's been a fire in your home, if their pet has died, if they witnessed something horrifying, don't say, gee, I wonder if this will affect them.
Mm-hmm.
Accept the fact that it's going to affect them.
Yes.
And reach out and see if there's some way that they can do some talk therapy right away, because the sooner they start to heal these wounds, and that's for young adults as well, don't let that carry over. Don't be 60 years old and still be bitter about things that happened when you were 7.
Right. And I would add to that, Mary, to say that, you know, even you as a parent or guardian or grandparent or, you know, whoever is the person in this child's life, you can also receive help and like, how do I help this kid, right? You are with them all the time. So when we can talk to the child, we can also coach you to how to be the best support for this child and what they need.
Right, because there's definitely some, that's a big hill.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about, you know, all different kinds of therapy, but there are some people who have really been damaged by others' actions.
Yes.
And they really, really do need help. And to think that they're going to get over that on their own, or to think that an adult is going to get over that on their own, you really do need to confidentially go and speak to a third party who has professional training to deal with that.
Yes.
Not your mother-in-law, not your sister or your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who has professional training. Because if their attitude, as one of my friends said to me, just suck it up. It's like, wow,
right.
Get over it. Suck it up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. How can we get in touch with Cornerstone if we need help?
Well, you can call us at 217-222-8254 and say you would like to come in and talk to somebody, and Elena will guide you when you call in.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Melissa McKelvey from Cornerstone. Remember, folks, get your tickets for Dancing with the Stars. They are going fast, but today's the day. So make that phone call today. And thank you so very much.